not necessarily, the Bible is not necessarily chronological itself. But in Genesis, it is the first book that we have that Moses creates for us through the working of the Holy Spirit. We believe here at this church that it's inspired by God and through the Holy Spirit as we read this. So in Genesis chapter 36, we're going to look starting in verse 22, and we're going to read on for just a few verses. But I want you to pay attention today and really listen. Now, I want everybody to say a word. We're going to learn a Hebrew word today, and it's going to be a fun word, but I want you to learn this word, and it is Japhat. Everybody say Japhat. Now, look at your neighbor and spit on him when you say it. Japhat. Japhat. You know Hebrew now, a little bit. Japhat is a wide, blue river. Japhat. As we break it down, means a wide blue river, a running river, a river that flows. It gives us a picture. The Old Testament is all about pictures. The Old Testament is pictures. They spoke of pictures. That's why I did the Old Testament better than I did the New Testament, maybe not the Testament. Okay? By the way, did I say I graduated from 2019? Anyway, I'm really excited about that. But we also have Cindy Ford. She actually had her graduation. She's a full-fledged nurse now, except for one more test, right, Cindy? One more test. Praise the Lord. So we're glad for her. And we have many seniors that are graduating as well. Praise the Lord as God educates us. It just makes sense. Yeah, praise the Lord. But anyway, Javon. Now, I want you to think in your life a couple things before we open up and read the scriptures. And listen, today I believe it's a powerful, powerful message. I pray that you'll listen intently and listen to what God is saying to you. I want you to ask yourself a couple questions. The first question is this. Why am I here today? Why am I here today? And I want you to ask yourself, why am I here today, God? God, what do you have in store for me this day? Why am I here? Why did I get up on this nice Sunday morning where we're 20 degrees below our average in temperature? Why am I here? Why didn't I just stay home? Why am I here? And the second question is this. Do you believe this? The second question is, do you believe that God can do something in your life today? I do too. Do you believe that God can do something in your life today in this very place? You know, personally, I believe He can. And personally, I believe He will if we'll listen. What is your Jabbok? What is your river that you have not crossed over? What is your Jabbok? What are you dealing with today? As you, just for a second, before I pray, I want you to think. I want you to ask God to reveal to you your Jabbok. I want you to ask God to reveal to you this very day what is keeping you, what is bothering you, what you're dealing with in your life right now. And bow with me as I pray, and then we'll read the Word. Father, I pray right now that You would reveal to every person in this building within the sound of my voice, those who are listening on the internet or whoever, wherever they may be, that You would show them right now what they need to deal with in their life. And Father, I pray that because of that You have just shown them, they'll know why they are here today. And because they are here today, I pray that they'll know that today can change the rest of their life. Father, I pray that Your wisdom would shine through this verse and this scripture, this pericope in Your scriptures. And I pray, Lord, that as it touches our lives and our hearts, we will be changed. And I pray all this in the precious holy name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Now open to Genesis 32. And I pray that you're with me today, and I pray that you're seeing this. I'm even going to put my glasses on. I'm so excited. All right? All right. It says in verse 22, that same night, the same night he arose, this being Jacob, and he took his two wives. That's kind of a problem, guys, two wives. And he took his two female servants. That's kind of a problem, guys, two female servants. And his 11 children. Now, that's a big problem. All right. And he crossed the ford of a Jabbok. Say it again with me. Jabbok. He crossed over the Jabbok. As I read this, I told my staff months ago, I said, I read this the other day and God, he showed me some stuff. And he showed me that I needed to look up this word Jabbok. And so as I did, I found it seven times in the scriptures. Seven times the Holy Spirit through men told him to write down the word Jabbok. Now, six times before this scripture, the Bible says, and I'm going to give you the references because I think it's important to know our word and to know what the Bible says.
In Numbers 21:24, it says they came upon the Jabbok. In Deuteronomy 2:37, it says they came upon the Jabbok. In Deuteronomy 3:16, it says they came upon the Jabbok. In Joshua 12:2, it says they came upon the Jabbok. In Judges 11:13 and Judges 11:22, it says, and the Israelites came upon to the banks of the Jabbok. But as I get into Genesis 32:22, it says, as they came to it, they crossed over the Jabbok. Now, if we were Pentecostal, we would hoop and holler because we crossed over. But because we're Baptists, we're going to be nice and good. I'm playing with you. But see, we got to cross over today what we're dealing with. We must today look at what we're dealing with and cross over that. We've come upon our stuff so many times, and as I thought about this scripture, I thought about our nation, I thought about the church of the true church of Christ, and I thought about me and you individually. You know, it's time for our nation to cross the Jabbok, amen? It's time for us to say, you know, this is our nation under God, indivisible, and all that stuff that we've learned. We need to claim America as God's place. And it's time for our churches to cross over and quit battling. I was with a gentleman yesterday I spent some time with, and he said, Pastor, the problem I see with churches is all the denominations. I said, you know what? Keep talking. Let me hear you. He said, you know, is there going to be a corner in heaven where just the Baptists hang out? I said, I hope there is a place in heaven where the Baptists hang out. I'm worried. He said, you know, in the book of Acts, they would go to Ephesus, and there they would all worship together. They being Christ followers. It was more of a geographical than a denominational difference. If they were in Corinth, there in Corinth, they, the believers, would gather. Believers today, we've got to cross over. Now, we love being Baptist because it says that we believe in the inerrancy of the Scripture. It says that we believe in the interpretation of the Scripture through the Holy Spirit. It says that we believe every word in here was driven by God. And that's why I'm a Baptist, people. I'm not a Baptist so I can say I'm a Baptist. I'm a Baptist because I love what they believe. But I'm a Christ follower first. And I've crossed over just saying I'm a Baptist, and so if you're a Lutheran or Methodist, you know, you do stuff that we don't like, and we don't like you. No, we love them. Let's cross over that. We love other Christ believers. Now, their interpretation may be a little bit different, but if they're Christ followers and Christ believers, let God deal with them. Let's you and me love them. And so it's time today to see what our Jabbok is. They came unto it, and finally Jacob came to his Jabbok. Now, quickly listen to me as we talk about Jacob. Because Jacob was not unlike me and you. He was, in fact, a lot more like me and you than we want to admit. See, Jacob was the one in his mommy's tummy that the Bible says from the prophet of God said, hey, there's two nations battling within you. See, I remember when my kids were inside my wife, and when I would talk, and sometimes, and you know, Paige or Trey or Shay, with their elbow would poke out. Well, Lisa would go feel that, and you'd feel that, and be a little elbow or knee, I don't know. You know, they'd push, and it's kind of neat. But inside her were these twins, Jacob and Esau, and they would wrestle and fight, and they were moving, and the prophet said there's nations fighting, and I believe Jacob was in there picking fights with Esau, even inside the womb. And see, when Jacob came out, his name means hill grabber. He said, Esau, I want to be first, and he was pulling him back. Literally, that's how he got his name. He was holding on to the heel of his older brother Esau. Esau means big, red, and hairy. Glad you're not born in the Old Testament. You'd have a funny name. Esau was big, they said, and he was very red, red hair, and very hairy. Jacob was a hill grabber. See, Jacob grew up deceiving, and he stole his blessing from his father, from his brother Esau. He stole the blessing, and so now we see Jacob prior to Genesis 32 running scared in fear. He had no life and no peace and no hope and no purpose. He had nothing except fear in his life. Because he had manipulated people and he had done things wrong. But he finally came up to his Jabbok. He came upon the Jabbok, we read here in verse 22. And what did he do when he got to the river at Jabbok? He was afraid that his older brother Esau would kill him. You ever been that afraid? Afraid of some things that you've done in your past are going to kill you? Probably all of us in this room have felt that way. Probably all of us here in this room today have a time in our life that we can remember that, wow, I wish I would have never been there or done that, or wish I could get rid of that memory. See, Jacob walked up to the corner of his Jabbok, and he came upon it. And the Bible goes on to say, look what it says, he took them and he sent them across. He took Rachel and he took all his sons Joseph and his 11 kids. He sent them across. He sent Rachel and the rest of them across. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone on this side of the Jabbok. Picture this with me as we read this. And a man wrestled with him. As Jacob was left alone, a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. A man, your interpretation may say, a messenger from God. Your interpretation may even say Kyrios, which means Lord, Jesus Christ himself. It's what we would call a theophany. A man wrestled with God. And many of us are here this morning. God, through the Spirit of God, has told me this. Listen to me. Many of us are here today and we're at the corner of Jabbok. We need to cross over into the life that God has for us. But we've come upon the edge and we're about to go in. But we need to do this. We need to deal with God right now on this side, right? Many of us need to deal with God and what's in our life before we can cross over to the place of life, peace, purpose, and hope. Many of us need to deal with our Jabbok today. See, I believe this, and maybe you don't, but I do. I believe that God can literally change me in an instant today, right here in this place. I believe it. And I believe He can change you today, right here in this place. I believe it. I don't know about you, but I have come here this morning, and I want God to bless me today. I don't know about you, but I do. I just feel like we need that today. See, I believe a lot of us have come up to our Jabbok today. And hear me when I say this, and I say this in reverence, but I believe some of us are here today and we just need to have a little feel of God again. Some of us, we just need to cop a little tear about God again. Some of us just need God to kind of touch us a little bit again. People, I have come here this morning today to cross over some things that I need to deal with. And to go to a place where I've never walked before on the other side of the Jabbok. And I pray that you feel this too from God. I really do. Now, if you're taking notes, because I see my wife taking notes, number one is, there was a specific place for praying, fasting, and giving. As we read on, I'm not going to read it all for time's sake, but I want to read 25. Says, when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint, and he wrestled with him. Today, many of you are here today, and God is dealing with you. And you will not submit to what God wants you to do, so God is grabbing you, and He's breaking your hip. God is wrestling with you and saying, I'm not going to let you go. Jacob said, I won't let you go till you bless me. And God says, I'm not leaving you. I'm going to have to break you to get you to cross over. Many of us are going through that today. I want you to jump down real quick to verse 29. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask me my name? And underline this next phrase. And there he blessed him. And there he blessed him. People, when we cross over our Jabbok, it's there that we get our blessing. It's there where God blesses us. When we cross over our Jabbok, it's there where we get blessed. Number two, there's a specific place of power for you. There's a specific place. And I believe it can be in this place today where God's power is awaiting you. You see, many of you this morning don't believe what I'm saying. But if you do believe what I'm saying today, I need this today. You'll hear me, people. If you believe what I'm preaching to you today, let's give God some praise. Let's praise God today. He's going to change our life. He is. Are you here to cross over your Jabbok today? Then cross over. Then cross over. Cross over. God has shown me this scripture in a powerful and mighty way. But remember, it takes a persistent man or woman to cross over. Six times they came upon it and they couldn't cross it. The seventh time, and I'm praying that today is the seventh time for not only Heart Cry Church, but for you individually to cross over. See, here at Heart Cry Church, we have a river to cross. We have a river to cross financially. We have a river to cross emotionally. We have, many of us in here have rivers to cross physically. Many of us in here today have rivers to cross mentally. Here at Heart Cry, we have land that God has given us, and it's a river that we must cross. We must give to get our land and to build our church. God just doesn't wave a wand. Jacob didn't walk up to the river and say, okay, God, just kind of, you know, let me walk on water. He wrestled with God. And today, people, you and me, we are wrestling with God. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It took a man that said, I will not let you go until you bless me. God, we will not let you go till you bless us. I'm tired of coming up to the point of my healing, but never crossing over. Are you? I'm tired of coming into the point of my addictions, of my things in my life. Maybe for you it's drugs and alcohol and sexual addictions and fornication and bad habits, bad relationships. I'm tired of coming upon the bank of my problems. Maybe they're financial. To only sink back into disappointment and defeat without life and peace and purpose and hope. I'm tired of it today. I'm tired of coming into the promises I hear in my ear from God and only falling back and not reaching them. Are you? I believe this morning God is going to bless us with a crossing over a type anointing, what the Bible talks about. Do you believe that with me? See, the Bible says there was a specific place there, and there he had a unique encounter with God. And there, when he would never, ever, never be the same again. Jacob got there. Look in verse 29. And do you know that you and me have a there to reach spiritually? Somebody said to me the other day, Pastor, now that you get in your master's of theology, are you there? And I said, It's not the end. It's just beginning. I'm nowhere near there. But I see a point now where I have a beginning to get there. And I believe that God has a specific place for all of you in this room. A place that's called there. And many of you right now are getting your hip broke to get there. Now, not literally. I don't see a lot of you limping, but a few of you are. What I'm saying is God could have broke your pinky, and God deals with little issues sometimes. Like, you know, some of you might want to cuss every once in a while when you get cut off. God says, don't do that. You know, I'm going to hurt your pinky. God's tired of dealing with those little issues. God's going to start breaking our hip, people, because you want to know why? He's fixing to come back, and fixing is a word. I looked it up. He's fixing to come back. And if you're not ready, if you're not even close to there, then you're going to be here and it's going to be hell. Amen. That's why I'm so passionate today to beg you to listen to me. We've got to get there. And your neighbors need to get there. And the people behind you and in front of you and your moms and dads and boys and girls need to get there. Because if they don't get there, they're going to go there. And that's not a good there. We need to go there, people. And it's up to us to tell them, remember this. Remember this. The Bible says there was a specific place and Jacob got there, and I pray that you do. I pray that you get there. Let me move forward. See, I believe we have come into six times. I believe we've done that long enough. And it's time we at Heartcry cross over. It's time we at Heartcry cross over. We're dealing with things financially. That's one of our biggest, and that's always what a church is. But now we're finding out that this place here is going to be probably $1,000 more a month. Yeah, I was so down the other day because I heard that I just thought, God, I'm just going to just jump into the river and drown me. How could I possibly cross over another $1,000? We're barely making it as it is. The staff's barely making a living the way it is. And I know the people that come to the church are barely making a living the way it is. And now you're going to raise the rent? Lord, how are we going to get there? And immediately as I prayed that, Lord, help me. Listen to me, people. Here's where I got the title of this sermon. Immediately I looked up geographically Jabbok. And you know where Jabbok is? Jabbok is exactly located halfway between the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. If we're going to cross over, we need to either cross over to the living future, or we can also cross over and not cross over and be defeated by our dying past. Let me make that better. That didn't sound very good. We must cross over to the living future, or we will live in the same old defeated and dying past. Jacob came to a place where he could have went to the Dead Sea or the Sea of Galilee. And he finally crossed over towards the Sea of Galilee. And it's time that Heartcry looks up to God and says, God, we want to go to the living future and forget the dying past. Both individually and as a nation and as a church. Cross over. Cross over. Cross over. Because I am tired of living in this struggle. I'm going to cross over to there. There where the destiny awaits for me. There where there's an anointing for from God for me. A calling for me. I know that I'm there. It's something. You know why I know that there's a there? Because there's something out there that's greater than we are here. See, there's no way we can go over there and get that property and build $10 million worth of buildings, just throwing a number out just to scare you to death. There's no way. Unless Terry writes a check, it's just not going to happen. But I'm glad it's over there, because when I say I'll cross over and try that, God, God will do the rest. But until I put my first foot into the Jabbok, then God's not going to be there. Do you see that? Do you see that in your marriage until you say, I'm going to make this marriage work. I'm going to step into it with both feet. Then God's there. But if you don't bring God with you, you're going to sink on your own. Ask Peter when you get there. Oh, God has shown me a lot through this scripture. God has said, are we going to go to the living future? Or are we going to have an old, defeated, dying past? And I'm telling you, as your pastor, I love a living future. It looks prettier to me than an old, dead, dying past. So see, Jacob sent his people over. Jacob, I can just see him. Y'all go over. I'll catch up to you. You remember who he sent over. He went up to the dad of his wife and he said, you know, you got Miss Middle East here. And she's so pretty. I won't marry her. And her father said, yeah, worked for 7 years and she's yours. So Jacob, being, you know, mischievous as he is, he worked for 7 years, but the dad was a little smarter. So instead of getting Miss Middle East, he got Miss Donkey Lookalike. First thing I could think of. So he married her and he got all happy and he went to lift up the veil and he went, oh, you know, whoa! The wrong one! So he worked 7 more years and then he got Rachel. Poor Leah. Poor Leah. Miss Donkey Lookalike. Jacob sent him over. And Jacob said, I need to settle some things. I've made some mistakes. I've done things wrong in my life. Y'all go over without me. I'm going to stay back here and I'm going to work on this. And I'm going to be on this side. And when I cross over, then I will be great and mighty, says the Lord. What do you need to deal with today? A lot of you don't believe that God can do that. A lot of you don't believe that God can give you a fresh start today. A lot of you need a fresh vision of what He wants us at HeartCry to do and for you to do through Christ today. Through Christ today. As I thought about Jacob. Because see, I'm lucky enough to know the end of the story. I know that later his son Judah bore Christ. But I wonder, look at you today. I'm looking at you today. And I wonder what God has on hold for you on the other side of your Jabbok. I just wonder today how great and mighty things God has for you and you and you on the other side of your Jabbok, but you're afraid to go there. I just wonder what's on hold. I just wonder who's dying and going to hell because you won't cross your Jabbok. And me too. I wonder what's on hold. He wants you to never be the same again. Hear me today, people. Jesus died on the cross so that you would never be the same again. And never even look back again at what you used to be. See, I'm going to cross over, people. And when I'm crossing over, I want to not have to live in defeat and to fear and in addictions and in lack and in disease. And I believe this. Do you? I believe it. That God wants us to. See, I believe as a church we're going to cross over and a whole new dimension awaits us. I really do. Will you give God praise again right now? I think we don't do that enough. Give God praise. That's right. People, this could be our 7th crossing. All of God's greats, listen to me, wrestled God. Abraham had an emotional wrestling match. He was standing over his only son when he was 100 years old, and he had the knife in his hand, and he said, oh, Isaac, I've got to do this. I'm emotional. And I'm sure he was bawling as he looked at his son, and he said, I've got to kill you, son, for God. And then God crossed him over his Jabbok. Some of you are dealing with some emotional things right now. Emotional in your relationships with your family. Emotional in some kids that have gone astray and you pray that they'll come back. Emotional that maybe your husband or wife has gone another direction from the Word of God and you're emotional right now. The knife is in the air. God says, get over the Jabbok. I'm wrestling with you. Moses had an academic wrestling match with God. Oh God, I stutter. How could I lead my people out? Oh God, I don't know how to lead. I'm an old sheep herder that's been away for 40 years. Oh God, I can't do it. I don't have the strength. Oh God, academically, how could I lead 1 million people out or 2 million? I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I remember the Apostle Paul. He had a historical Jabbok. He said, I killed Stephen, the first evangelist. I killed Christians. How can I historically lead the Christianity into the centuries ahead? And he crossed his Jabbok. See, God is going to wrestle with you people. I don't care what it is. God forgives. God forgives. And when God shows you something, it will be bigger, it will be greater than you, because He knows, listen to me, He knows that when you finally get there, He will make you into another person. Look what the Scripture says. It says when Jacob was on this side, he was Jacob. But when he crossed over, he became Israel. Israel means wrestles with God. He turned from the heel grabber to he who wrestles with God. And God has told me and you today that when we cross over, we're not who we used to be, but we're who He wants us to become. And that's a great and mighty person for God. Oh, I get excited about Genesis 32. Can you tell? I have not slept for a month, literally, in 8 hours in a row because of this passage. This passage has rocked my world. Because God has shown us so many things through this. God doesn't see me for who I was, but He sees me for who I can be. That's why He shows you something so far beyond what you can do. That's why God has showed us these 12 acres with a church reaching and teaching 5,000 people in Queen Creek right next door to here. There's no way we can ever do that, but God can. And many of us need to come to the Jabbok, and that's not about the land or money today. This is about you personally crossing over your Jabbok. That's all this message is. Don't eat the pastor at McDonald's and say, all He wants is us to buy that land. No! No! I want you to cross over your Jabbok and pray that I'll cross over mine. Amen? Praise God for what's on the other side of our Jabbok in our life. When we praise God for where He's going to take us, we ought to get excited. We must teach our children. High schoolers, look up here. That's right. Praise God. I love it. I said it and a couple people clapped. We got to praise God. But we must teach our children. I look over here at the youth. And we must have people. I don't know how else to say it. And I worked on this. I said, God, give me better words to say. And He said, just say it. My generation has lost its passion and its desire and its fortitude to cross over. If I can't figure it out, engineer it, calculate it, I'm afraid. But we need to teach these kids to cross over. Kids, you don't need to be bound by addictions. You don't need to be bound by all the stuff you have to go through. You don't need to be bound by all the bad things around here. Cross over to what God has in store for you. It's greater. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, see? I want to teach our kids beyond anything in this room today. Oh, people, I love you too. But I love the kids more. They've got more ahead of them. I had a 10-year-old tell me yesterday, a little boy, that another 9-year-old little boy told him he was hot. And they weren't sweating. It's a sick world out there, and we have to teach our kids over here how to cross over into what God has for them with passion and desire and fortitude, not to say, I'm going to fall into the world, but to do what God wants them to do. And I hate that I'm yelling so much. You guys that are visiting going, all He does is yell. I just love this Scripture. I love this Scripture. I can't quit thinking about it. But hear me, young people. Hear me, young people. Young people, look at me. Hear me, young people, today. I know some of you are saying, but Pastor, I can't quit drinking. Moms and dads, just settle down. This is what the kids do. And I'm not saying they're in this room, but I'm praying that this is out on the internet right now. I can't quit drinking. I can't quit smoking. Mom and dad, God, I can't quit fornicating. See, there is a place where you can cross over and you don't have to go back to that junk. Mom and Dad, look at me. Are your kids worth it to teach them? Yes. Yes. That's why we have a youth pastor. That's why we have Shannon with the children's director. That's why we have Scott and me and up here and all you that are leaders. Our kids are worth this, people, and we've got to show them a way to cross over. See, the Bible says he touched him on the hollow of his thigh. Now, when you look that up, you know, I don't have my doctorate degree yet. And even when I do get it, did you hear that, Lisa? Even when I do get it, we've been praying about if I'm going to go on or not. I got accepted into Oxford graduate school. And I think I'm going to do it. But it's not about medicine. So I Googled it. But I found out that the biggest bone in your body is where your thigh meets your hip. Cindy would probably be able to help me figure that out. She's a qualified nurse now. All right, praise the Lord. See, there's a touch there. And it's a wrestling touch. And it's a big touch. And it's not just dealing with the little things. I've told you this already. This touch will make us leave. I don't know how to explain it. Let me just preach it like God gave it to me. God is wrestling with some of us today. God is wrestling with some of us today. And let me kind of pack this for you if I can. Jacob, as a young man, listen to me, people. As a young man, he was a deceiver. And so he went to his daddy. His daddy was blind. Isaac couldn't see anymore. And so he went and slayed a goat. He killed the goat and took the goat's fur or coat, whatever y'all want to call it. He took the hair of the goat. That's how we say it in Gilbert. He took the hair of the goat and he put it on his arms because he wasn't big, red, and hairy. His brother was. And so then he walked up to his dad. His dad was blind. He had the goat hair on his arm and he said this, "Dad, I want the blessing that the firstborn gets." What does dad say? Isaac said, "Say that again." He said, "I want you to give me the blessing." He said, "In word, you're Jacob, but you feel like Esau." Everybody say that with me. You got to get this. In word, you're Jacob, but you feel like Esau. I'm almost done. I'm not in a hurry, but I'm almost done. Listen to me. Listen to me. In word, you're Jacob, but you feel like Esau. What makes you, hear me, pray for me right now. This is hard, people. What makes you not able to give up habitual sins? What makes you leave your wife or your husband? What makes you need that bottle or that drug? What makes you cheat on your spouse or your family? Let's get down to the big issues. Let's go for the hip today, amen? See, Jacob limped. Jacob said, "If I lean on myself, I fall. It's all on him," said Jacob after this wrestling match. "If all in him... My power is in Him. My provision is in Him. My joy, my peace, my hope, my life, my purpose is in Him. My marriage, my children, it's all in Him. I'll fall if it's all on me." Amen? We can't do it. And if we try to do it, everything in our life becomes miserable without Him. I'm only complete in Him. So Jacob limped and he said, "If I'm leaning on myself, I fall, but in Him I'm complete." So what makes us do the things I mentioned earlier? God is wrestling with some of us today. And here's the point. And what I want to say is this. If the Word says one thing and you feel like another, go with the Word! "Well, Pastor, I just think my secretary is half the age of my wife and she's better looking and she loves me more." What's the Word say? Wrong! If your feeling tells you to do something, take an aspirin. It'll change your feelings. But the Word never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if the Word says it, it overrides how you feel. Amen. The Word overrides how you feel. Jacob learned this because later in life, he has all these sons out. They're starving in famine. They wonder where their life, peace, purpose, and hope is. So they run over to Egypt to get some food. And Joseph, with the coat of many colors that the boy said was killed, and his coat was dipped in goat's blood. Some of you are tying this together. Jacob killed the goat to deceive his daddy. Later in life, his sons killed the goat to deceive him again. What you sow is what you reap, and what you reap is what you sow. Be careful what you're doing right now, young person. You might be coming to church and going, yeah, I'm all about the Word on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, I'm living how I feel. Be careful. It'll come back and it'll bite you. I wish God would have used a lion because they bite hard. Goats don't really bite. But you get the point. I even have a goat rug, and Lisa said, don't dare bring that. I was going to lay it up here and go, here it is! You know. But I didn't do it. God is going to wrestle with us to the point, listen to this, I'm almost done. I know I've already said that. God is going to wrestle with us to the point, hear me, total surrender. Total surrender, young people, mom, dad. Total surrender. See, when you cross over, it changes your life and your family forever. When you cross over your Jabbok, it changes your life and your family forever, because once he crossed over, he had Judah. Judah bore the ancestors of Jesus Christ that saved you and saved me. But if we don't cross over, if we don't get broken, we won't submit. See, God comes running as long as I fall on my knees and ask him to come and I'm not full of myself. And then God marks me the rest of my life. God marks me with something. And when you're marked by God, as the people that follow you, as the people in the Palestinian area, they saw this guy that drug his leg. They said, that's Jacob, and he wrestled with God. They could see it in the sand. I asked my family this week, I said, what will be my legacy when I leave? You know what they said? Dad, your legacy is that when times got rough, you fasted and prayed and asked God. And if that's all I'm remembered for, I'm happy. What about you? What mark have you left for your family to follow? Have you crossed your Jabbok? Have you crossed? Are you listening to the Word or how you feel? And will you cross over your Jabbok today? See, and I'm just crazy enough to believe that today is the day. And now is the time. And this is the place. Will you cross over your Jabbok so that the world may see a demonstration of God's love and power exemplified through us, and that we could fill a place up like this? Not just so we can pay the extra $1,000. We're not going to do that. But that people won't die and go to hell. Hear me today. Don't cross over your Jabbok if you're thinking bad things right now. This is all about reaching people for Christ. That's it. That's my mission. But I can't believe, as I look at all these empty seats, that we don't know some people that we can't bring in here so that they may know there is a place. There. Scott, come up here. We're going to sing an old hymn. I've asked Scott to sing this hymn. And I'll tell you what, I hope I hear some people shouting this out, because Jesus is waiting. The Savior is waiting. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Oh, won't you let him come in? Oh, won't you let him come in? I know of some people here today, just through the Spirit of God tells me there's people here today that don't know Christ as their Savior. And oh, how he wants to come in. And oh, how he wants to take you over your Jabbok. Is today the day that you receive the blessing there? Bow with me. Father God, only move like you can move today. And Father, if you don't move, I've done all I can. I've given the Word. I've prayed this week. Father, it's in your hands. But Father, I pray that you'll deal with us here today. Oh, Father, I pray for healings in the families, restoration of families, restoration over disease and healing of disease. Father, I pray for miracles today that will happen in our lives as we cross over. But Father, first we've got to cross over. Some have never even crossed over to receive you as their Savior. And I pray, Lord, today we'll invite you into our life. And Father, for those that are Christians, I pray that we would cross over to the next stumbling block that's holding us back from so many blessings, from so many things that are on hold waiting for us. Oh, Father, won't you come in today? We pray for power. We pray for courage to come in Jesus' name. Will you stand with me? If God is dealing with you, your heart is beating a little faster, your hair standing up on your head, something God is dealing with you, you need to come pray. No one will be embarrassed. We've all done this. But will you come as we sing? Sing aloud with us. Sing. You come? Do you need help crossing your Jabbok? We'll help you. Do you need to pray? Will you come? Do you need Christ in your life? Will you come? That nudge is from God. Will you come?